Acts chapter 4. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" In Jesus' name, beloved of God. In Acts 3, we did not learn the name of the crippled beggar, but we did learn the name by which he was healed. That was the name that had the elders and teachers of the law, led by the high priest's family, the rulers of Israel, in a tizzy. They didn't know what to do. They had found Peter and John in the temple, along with the healed beggar, proclaiming the name of Jesus and teaching the resurrection through his name. That did not sit well with the rulers. You remember, they were Sadducees and did not believe in the resurrection. They arrested Peter and John and held them overnight. Now it's the next day, and they have Peter and John brought and set in the midst. Literally, they surrounded them. Can you see the intimidation they're trying to put on them? And they want to learn what sort of power or name had been used in healing the lame beggar, who, by the way, was standing with them. Now the leaders inquired after a name, but it was not because they didn't know what was going on. They knew that the day before, the people in the temple had come streaming to the apostles and the healed man. They knew the man was truly healed after being crippled all his life, over 40 years. They knew that the apostles had proclaimed the name of Jesus, and through his name, the resurrection from the dead. That's why they had them arrested. But those answers, they had already rejected. And they were looking for a different answer. They knew that these were unschooled, ordinary men. Men who had little power to affect the events that control people's lives. And they emphasize this in their question, as if to say, in connection with what sort of power, in what kind of name have people like you done this? They also knew that people, poor people of this sort, could often be intimidated to give the answer that they desired. Of course, you know what happened. How the Holy Spirit gave Peter the answer in his time of need. How different from some of his former blustering. If everyone else denies you, I will never deny you. None of that now. First of all, Peter carefully identifies this. If by this you mean the good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he was healed, I will tell you. And now Peter does not just say in the name of the Messiah or in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus the Messiah of Nazareth, the one you crucified, the one God raised. In his name, by the power of his resurrection, this man stands healed before you. And now the rulers knew something else. They knew that these uneducated men would not be intimidated. Why not? It worked so many times before. Peter says that Jesus was the stone tossed aside by the builders, but now the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The apostles could not be intimidated to throw away their only salvation. The rulers inquired after the power or name. Peter gave them Jesus in bold-faced capital letters. so bold that the rulers marveled, and they knew that they had been with Jesus. Now we can learn a lot from all of this, but two obvious lessons are these. One, you can know a lot of things. The chief priests did. But if you do not know Jesus the Messiah, you will fail. You cannot bully God. And two, you can be ignorant of a lot of things. And the more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know. But if you know Jesus, you know the only true God and have life in His name. In His name is power and deliverance from every trouble that you run into in your life. That's the name on your school, on your jerseys and jackets, most importantly, the name into which you were baptized. The Sanhedrin knew that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Peter and John knew that Jesus was with them now and always, as long as the world endures, world without end. The Sanhedrin knew how to use threats and intimidation. They said, "Do not speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." But Peter and John knew Jesus. They said, "We cannot help but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Or to put it another way, "Here we stand. We can do no other. God helps us. Amen." Hymn 259.